Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting second, the shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third, the third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Haywood Sullivan. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting sixth, the catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Archer. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Archer. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith throws the ball into Aparicio, who tags Sullivan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Posada moves to third. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Archer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Archer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey juggles the ball. That's an error on Causey. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it, throws to second, with Houser covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer is 0 for 1 in the game. Archer strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Smith reaches second base with a double. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Archer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pignatano bunts towards first. Severs fields the ball and throws to Pierce covering. Safe. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Pignatano moves to second. Two outs. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer is 0 for 2 in the game. Archer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.